Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're taking on a really serious topic, a profoundly serious and, sadly, an all-too-frequent local reality. We're talking about the catastrophe of wrong-way crashes.
Yeah, and, you know, what really brought this into focus again was that recent fatal collision on the Hutchinson River Parkway. On the Hutch, it was just another devastating reminder for a family right here in our area.
It really was.
Yeah.
And that tragedy just highlights something we tend to forget. How a simple wrong turn, maybe just a moment of confusion, can turn into absolute devastation.
Especially on those high-speed arteries like the Hutch. I mean, it connects everything from I-287 down to the Bronx River Parkway. These aren't slow roads.
Exactly. The Hutch is such a core part of life here, right? It connects communities like White Plains and Yonkers all the way down into the city Manhattan, Queens, the Bronx. So our mission today is, well, it's really crucial. We need to unpack what makes these crashes so uniquely catastrophic. And maybe even more important, explore the really complex legal paths that families have to navigate when they're seeking accountability for such a huge loss.
Because when a crash just completely changes a life, the need for answers is, it's immediate. You can't wait.
Oh, no.
And getting those answers means you have to have specialized expertise right from the very beginning.
Absolutely. When the stakes are this high, you know, when you're facing loss, injury,
yeah,
you need someone who can conduct a total investigation. It's why we know that the legal team supporting this deep dive, the one led by Norman Gershon, is the kind of resource other attorneys actually call for their toughest cases.
Yeah.
But before we get into that legal fight, let's just understand the disaster itself, the physics of it.
Okay, let's dig in.
Let's start with the cold, hard science. Why is a wrong-way crash so much more likely to be fatal than, say, a side impact or even a really bad rear-end collision?
Well, it all boils down to basic physics, and it's brutal. Wrong-way crashes are almost always head-on impacts. So think about the energy involved.
Okay.
If you have two cars driving toward each other, one going 60 miles per hour and the other, let's say, 50 or 60, those forces don't just add up, they multiply.
So it's not just a little bit worse than a normal crash.
Yeah. Oh, it's a world apart. When two cars collide at 60 miles per hour each, the impact velocity is effectively 120 miles per hour. That amount of kinetic energy is just too much. It completely overwhelms the safety features, the crumple zones, the airbags, all of it. It's instantaneous devastation. The people inside have almost zero time to react.
That's terrifying. It explains the raw impact, but what are the factors that let this happen in the first place? It can't just be one simple mistake, can it?
No, it's really just one thing. I mean, of course, impaired driving, alcohol, drugs, that's a tragically common factor. But you also see fatigue, driver confusion, especially around tricky ramps or interchanges. And then there's the big one people overlook, poor roadway design.
And that brings us right back to the Hutchinson River Parkway. The Hutch isn't a modern interstate. So what is it about that specific road that makes it so vulnerable to this kind of thing?
You just hit the key point. It's an older parkway system. Unlike a newer highway, the Hutch has these really tight curves, narrow lanes, and very limited shoulders. A lot of the time, no shoulder at all.
Right, and the traffic moves fast.
Incredibly fast. So you combine that older design with modern speeds, and the margin for error just shrinks down to basically zero.
So when we talk about a driver getting confused at an entry point, what kind of design flaws are we looking for?
It often comes down to signage and ramp geometry. You have to ask, were the do not enter signs properly reflective? Were they positioned correctly? Was the ramp itself just confusingly laid out? These things are so much more dangerous at night or in bad weather, and that deep forensic analysis is critical. It's the first step to finding out who is really liable.
So if you, the listener, are dealing with the aftermath of one of these crashes, you need someone who looks past the initial police report.
Yeah.
Someone who can connect road design or poor lighting back to the negligence that caused everything.
Exactly. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, most people just assume, okay, in a wrong-way crash, the driver is the only one responsible. But what's really fascinating, and frankly, it's often a surprise to clients, is that a deep investigation almost always reveals what we call multiple responsible parties.
Multiple parties. Okay, so that changes the entire legal landscape for a family. So beyond just the driver, who else could be in the crosshairs? How far does that chain of liability really go?
The investigation has to trace every single line of potential negligence. First, you might have the vehicle owner or the driver's employer. If the person was driving a company car or was on the clock, the employer could be held responsible for, say, negligent hiring or training.
Okay, and then you mentioned impairment. That comes up a lot in these cases.
Yes, and that brings up what's called dram shop liability. We're talking about the bars, restaurants, or even someone hosting a party who overserved alcohol to a person who was already visibly intoxicated, the laws in New York are very clear about who's responsible for that.
And then the big one, the infrastructure itself, the parkway, the signs. How hard is it to hold a government entity like the Department of Transportation accountable for a design flaw that contributed to a crash?
This is where it gets incredibly complex, and it's why you need a specialist. Suing a government entity, the state, the county, whoever's responsible for that ramp, is a totally different ballgame than suing a person. These agencies have powerful legal defenses, like sovereign immunity.
Sovereign immunity.
Yeah.
That's basically the idea that you can't sue the government unless they let you, right? Or unless you can prove a very specific kind of negligence.
Precisely. To hold a city or the state responsible for a roadway defect, like a confusing ramp or missing signs on the hutch, you usually have to prove they had prior written notice of that exact problem and did nothing. That takes a ton of forensic work. You're digging into municipal records, maintenance logs. It's a whole other lawsuit on top of the one against the driver.
So if the investigation has to cover everything from city maintenance logs to a driver's employment records, that leads us to maybe the most urgent point. Preserving evidence. How quickly does a family need to act?
The urgency just cannot be overstated. You are in a race against time. Crucial digital evidence, things like traffic camera footage from a light pole or a nearby business, that stuff is often automatically deleted within days.
What about the car itself? The black box?
The black box, or the event data recorder. It captures speed, braking, steering, all in the seconds before the crash.
If that car gets taken to a salvage yard or repaired, that data could be gone forever.
A skilled legal team has to move immediately, sending out preservation letters, subpoenas to lock that evidence down.
That just makes so much sense. A family is dealing with this unimaginable, crushing grief. And at the same time, they're supposed to be thinking about securing black box data and preparing to sue a government agency. It confirms that this is not a case for a general practice lawyer. You need heavy-duty, specialized help.
Absolutely not. These are high-stakes, highly technical cases. You're fighting massive insurance companies and well-funded municipal defense lawyers who will do anything to delay or deny payment. You need a trial lawyer who knows how to fight them, someone who's been doing this for decades in our local courts.
And that leads right into the kind of expertise we want to highlight. Given how complex this is, suing the state, proving a bar overserved someone, what kind of trial experience is completely non-negotiable here in Westchester in the NYC area?
You need a trial attorney, period. Someone who doesn't just settle cases, but prepares every single one to go to a jury and win. That kind of focus is what the law offices of Norman Gershon brings to the table. For more than 35 years, Norman Gershon has been the trial lawyer that other lawyers call when a case gets too complex or the stakes get too high.
That says so much. He's not a generalist. He's a focused car accident lawyer with decades of courtroom experience on these exact kinds of cases.
And just look at the results, because they tell the story. The source material we have shows that Norman Gershon has recovered tens of millions of dollars in verdicts and settlements across this area. And that includes multi-million dollar results specifically in these serious motor vehicle cases.
Why is that track record so important in a catastrophic injury or wrongful death case?
It's all about leverage. Insurance companies and government lawyers, they don't just volunteer to do the right thing. They only pay what they truly have to when they know the lawyer across from them is ready, willing, and fully able to go to a jury and win. It's why, as the source notes, insurance companies know and fear Norman Gershon. That's the leverage you need.
That preparation is the only way to get the full recovery a family deserves under the law. The recovery that has to account for medical bills, lost income, and the profound pain and suffering.
And what's so critical is that this level of expertise is accessible. Clients only pay if they win. That removes a huge barrier for a family that's already under so much financial and emotional strain.
And that commitment really comes through in what his clients say. It's important to hear the human side of this.
It is.
Yeah.
The testimonials highlight that it's not just about competence, it's about compassion. Michael Benowich called him smart, experienced, compassionate, the class of the field. That speaks to the trust you need at such a vulnerable time.
And Nancy Joyce, she confirms the results. She said, "He got me a bigger settlement than I expected." Lance from New York described him as top-notch, comfortable and confident in the courtroom.
Those words show that families are getting more than just an attorney. They're getting a relentless advocate who understands the emotional weight of it all, but who also has the technical skill to fight the city or state and ultimately to win.
So what does this all mean for you, the listener? Let's just quickly recap the key takeaways. These wrong-way crashes are uniquely destructive, that's clear.
It is. The physics are devastating. And, crucially, the legal liability goes way beyond just the driver. It can include bars, employers, and especially the government entities responsible for bad road design.
So accountability means identifying every single one of those parties right away. If a wrong-way crash changed your life, or the life of your family, whether it was on the Hutch, the Bronx River Parkway, or anywhere around here, you need to put 35 years of dedicated trial experience to work. The mission is to find out exactly what went wrong and fight for the full compensation the law allows.
If your family is dealing with this, you absolutely cannot afford to wait. The time to preserve that crucial evidence and start the investigation is right now.
For everyone in Westchester and the NYC metro area, if you need that proven, relentless trial experience, contact the law offices of Norman Gershon. The number to call is 914-485-4444. Again, that's 914-485-1444.
And here's a final thought to take with you. The real goal of a deep legal investigation in these cases isn't just about blaming one driver. It's about systemic accountability. It's about making sure all the negligent parties, from the driver to the agency that designed a dangerous road like the Hutch, are held fully accountable. Because that's the only way we drive change and maybe prevent the next tragedy.